Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished the day mixed here. We had some contracts lower and some higher. The live cattle generally higher with the June up 25 at 98.65, August up 62 at 98.25, October live cattle 17 higher at 99.80. Feeder cattle were only two higher at 126.02. Today was the last trading day for the May feeder cattle. It looks like the last tick on those was about 126.02, up 2.5. Whatever tomorrow's feeder cattle index is, tomorrow's feeder cattle index, that'll be where the feeder cattle, the May feeder cattle, finally expire. And then Monday, all that will settle out. They closed the last trade at 126.02. August were down 32 at 128.67. September down 65 at 129.85. We had a cold storage report released at 2 p.m., which showed 480 or just below 480 million pounds of total beef in cold storage. That was 2% lower than last month, but it was 14% higher than where we were last year, last April 30th of 2019. So some people would say it's a little bit smaller from last month, but quite a bit bigger than last year. Last year it was 430 million pounds. Total pork, 550 million pounds, right in line with last month and about 1% bigger than where we were last year.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Today's grain futures finished about 2 cents higher on the Kansas City wheat, which put July at 554.5, up 1.5 cents. September up 2 at 461.75. The wheat market over the past few days has bounced pretty good. The Chicago wheat was 3 to 4 higher. Corn was about a penny lower, and soybeans were the weakest contract today, anywhere from 7.5 to about 12 cents lower. Of course, this time of year, it's all about planting. Planting seems to be going great, and weather forecast. Right now, there doesn't seem to be any real threat to the forecast. We did have an export sales report this morning, which generally neutral here. Everything was in the middle of the range except new crop corn. It was a little disappointing, but overall, it was still within the total range. And beans the same way. So the bean market did sell off this morning. It was unchanged and then ended up down 10. That was the biggest move. The cotton futures were about unchanged, only down 9 in December at 58.70. Most of these markets are still sorting through the phase one deal that we've almost forgot about. But today there are some signs that they're coming to the table. The Chinese are, and they're willing to make some deals.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.